Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime use.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden, one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
What's up, San Diego, and a happy Monday to everybody out there in America's finest city. I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Alongside Frank Marchese, should be a fun one again today, as we got a lot to break down and a lot to talk about from the weekend that was in sports, especially the weekend it was in San Diego. We'll talk a little bit more about the Aztecs as this hour continues. How about them Aztecs?
How about them Aztecs?
That's right, Sean. How about them Aztecs?
How about them Aztecs?
San Diego State Aztecs football blanked Fresno State on Saturday 23-0. 23-0. I have to say, I want to say it right now. I got to say it. How many people, Frank, how many people were saying that San Diego State was going to have a good year in football this year? Who was saying it?
Very few.
Who was saying it?
That would have been you.
Yes. That would have been both of us. Don't sell yourself short.
I didn't think it was going to be this good. I thought they were going to have a good year, but this has been something special to watch.
I said 8 wins. I said San Diego State can win 8 ball games. I said that after they got smoked by Washington State. I said San Diego State is going to win 8 games this year. Now, hopefully they still do that. They're in a position now where they got a good opportunity to do that. But I said at the beginning of the year, you guys laughed at me at the YouTube chat. Absolutely laughed at me at the YouTube chat. This team sucks. Fire Sean Lewis. 6-1. They're 6-1. They shut out Fresno State. At Fresno State. I saw some Fresno State fans bitching about it, about their team and how bad everything is. Fresno State football, I don't know. I don't think they've ever been shut out at home. You'd have to go look through the archives. The last time they've been shut out at home.
It's the second time they've been shut out at home. Both of them on the same day, as a matter of fact.
A good mojo for the Aztecs, I guess.
October 25th. The last time they were shut out at home was their last season in their old building against Utah State.
That was the last time that they were shut out. It was the only other
45
time.
45 years ago.
The only other time?
That was the only other time they've been shut out at home.
That's impressive in itself. I don't care how good Fresno State is. And again, they didn't go with their start. They went with the other quarterback, the turnover machine that was the other guy. But the Aztecs played well. I thought defensively, we keep talking about their defense. I mean, their defense going into last week had given up the third least amount of points in all of college football. Now, the two other teams that were behind were Oklahoma and Ohio State, and they'd played extra games. But right now, San Diego State defense has been outstanding. Offensively, like, they got to find ways to score a little bit better on the road, but they've done a fair job. And now they got Wyoming on Saturday at 4 o'clock, where they're 10.5-point favorites. And at this point in time, I got to keep saying, what else you got to do to go watch San Diego State football play? I will give you that the Wyoming is not a huge draw. Wyoming's not a great draw. They're 4-4. They're 2-2 in the Mountain West. They're an okay team. They're a team that might, you know, give the Aztecs a run for their money. Who knows? Aztecs favored by 10.5, like mentioned before. But what else did San Diego State got to do for you to go show up and see it? Ticket price is going to be lower. They've done a good job of trying to get you in the building. You want to talk about a good opponent? Boise State's rolling into town in a couple of weeks. Team needs to be good. They're good. Team needs to be exciting. They're exciting. This Aztec football team has done a phenomenal job with local San Diego kids. A phenomenal job with local San Diego kids. They're getting votes in the AP Top 25. You know, whether or not I think San Diego State is a team that's going to be ranked or is a team that deserves to be ranked over teams like Memphis or Utah or USC, probably not. But at the same time, they're right there competing for a Mountain West title, which means one thing. They are competing for an opportunity to go to the college football playoff. USF lost over the weekend. They lost to Memphis. Memphis right now, to me, is in the driver's seat to make the college football playoff as the American Athletic representative, as the Group of Five representative. But you start looking at the standings around college football, it's going to be the American Athletic Conference versus the Mountain West, and whoever is going to have a little bit higher of a ranking is going to be the team that's going to the college football playoff. What are the college football playoff rankings come out next week? Right? The second week in November or something like that?
I believe it's next week. I thought it was this week.
Is it next Tuesday? Is it November 4th? It might be November 4th. You know what it is? It's usually a day that they have like college basketball, right? When they have to they do it at the halftime of the college basketball. Or maybe it's the week before that. So maybe it is November 4th. That would be a telling sign. I mean, the Aztecs, they should be able to beat Wyoming. That's 7-1. You guys start comparing like resumes, they got a good chance. They got a good chance. But I look at their upcoming schedule. And for San Diego State, I said 8 wins at the beginning of the year, but laughed at me. What's the motto of the show?
Right but too early.
Right but too early. We tried to tell you. We tried to tell you. Jump on the Aztec bandwagon. Tried to tell you guys. They look good against Stony Brook. It's Stony Brook. And people try to be like, this team's terrible after they lost to Washington State. Fire Sean Lewis. They ripped off, 5 in a row? They got Wyoming at Hawaii, Boise State, San Jose State at New Mexico to finish the year. Now, we've seen San Diego State football teams like lay an egg before, so I don't want to put the cart before the horse. But I'm telling you right now, the way things are trending, San Diego State has a really good opportunity to not only play for a Mountain West championship game, they have a really good opportunity to potentially host said Mountain West championship game, which also means they have a really good opportunity if they win that game. That game, let me put it this way, the context of that situation. The context of that situation. I mean, if you can't get beat, there's no other reason why you wouldn't want to be able to go to these games. I mean, there's no excuse at this point. If San Diego State is able to beat Boise State at home in 3 weeks, whatever it is, they got Wyoming at Hawaii and then Boise State. And that Hawaii game is going to be tough. They beat Boise State at home in a couple of weeks on November 15th. they will be hosting the Mountain West Championship game. And that Mountain West Championship game will be a play-in game to the college football playoff. I mean, just understand what this could potentially be. How many times, Frank, did we, like when we asked people in the YouTube chat, we asked them to call in about San Diego State football. We said, what is a big reason why you didn't want to go to games? Somebody said it was too hot. All the games are at night this year. I don't know what to tell you about that. No shade goes back with the too hot thing. Eh. Games are at night. You don't need shade at night. Lack of good opponents. Playing Boise State and Cal at home. Those are solid teams. There's only so much they could do about that. And in the new Pac-12, as much as I like to make fun of the new Pac-12, still better than anybody else in the Mountain West. All right? Still better than that. And then the other one that was very important was like, there's no chance they can make the college football playoff. There's no way in. There's no way to be. It's right there. It's slim. But they have a legit opportunity to make the college football playoff. They do. There's nothing crazy about that statement. I mean, sure, like the people in town that don't root for the Aztecs, that root for their own Power Four team, there's no way they make them. There's no way they should be in the college football playoff. This is BS, all that stuff. They have a legitimate chance to make the college football playoff. Again, you're competing with the American Conference. I highly doubt Navy's going to be able to make the college football playoff. That would be a crazy story in itself, Frank, if Navy's in the college football playoff.
Yes, definitely.
But here's the deal with Navy. Because Navy right now is undefeated in the American. They won again. They're 7-0. They're having a great year. Here's where they run into some issues. They're at North Texas, who's legit, who's making their own case for the college football playoff. Then they got to play at Notre Dame, which they're going to lose, most likely. If they beat Notre Dame, they deserve to be in the college football playoff. At that point, if you're the Aztecs, you're like, hey, you know what? They beat Notre Dame. That's on the road. Good for them. Then they got South Florida and Memphis, and then they got to play that game against Army after the fact, which we just got our flights for. I mean, that could potentially be a game where if Navy beats Army, they could go to the college football playoff, and Army is the only thing sitting in their way from making the college football playoff. How about that? Who's rooting for Navy then, Frank?
If that's a win,
how about that, though, if it's like, all right, Navy wins, they go to the college football playoff. Army wins, and San Diego State goes to the college football playoff. Who are you rooting for then, Frank?
I was always rooting for Navy. I don't know what you're on about.
I'm just saying. You're still going to root for Navy, even if an Army win would give them a deal? By the way, look at my cup today. Navy.
Attaboy.
I got one of each, dude. I got one of each. I respect and support both. So, looking at the competition, looking at how everything plays out for San Diego State, they have a great opportunity to make the college football playoff.
And we will get to it later. I'm seeing it blow up in the chat right now. But we will, I promise you, we will get to it later. Massive night at Snapdragon last night in front of 32,500 people. A packed house at Snapdragon Stadium for San Diego FC's first ever playoff win in franchise history. Huge night. And again, we will get to that later on today. Don't think we forgot.
We're
definitely did not forget about San Diego FC last night.
They got one more win against Portland. If they do it on the road, they would advance in the playoffs, and we'll keep you updated on what the MLS playoffs are. But a big night in San Diego. I mean, the Aztecs put it out. They did a good job. That was a fun story of the weekend. High school football was crazy on Friday night. We'll talk about that later on in the show. We got, obviously, San Diego FC. I mean, it was a fun weekend for San Diego sports throughout the county and a lot on all different levels. And so we'll have a lot to talk about, a lot to break down here on the show. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, more on San Diego State winning the old oil can over the team up north, as we will hear from what Sean Lewis had to say after the game as we continue on the Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, a lot to talk about today. No guest today, right? No guest today? That's correct.
Nothing today.
But tomorrow, Aztec fans, we got some Aztec basketball. We're going to talk about tomorrow. David Velazquez will join us tomorrow. What's the time on that? Don't know yet.
I do know. I think it's 11, I believe. I have to go back and look.
We will have David Velazquez on, Coach Velazquez, from Aztec basketball on tomorrow's show. Wednesday, the Aztecs will take on USD in men's basketball, and it's an exhibition game. I think you could attend. Can you attend those now? Right? Like, if I go to GoAztecs.com, like, you could buy tickets to that game or something?
Tomorrow at noon, we have on at Velazquez noon. On.
What's Sam got on that? Sam, in the YouTube chat, you can go to that game, right? You can attend? I think you can. Before these were like all about, they're like the hidden, they're the secret scrimmages where both teams said they would win. Wow. Yeah. Free San Diego State fight song t-shirts for the first 1,000 students to the game on Wednesday. Hey, you could go to the game. If you go to the game, you could see me broadcasting said game. I will not be wearing San Diego State stuff since I work for USD. So there's that.
Sounds like a conflict of interest.
Not really. I support all of the teams in town. But USDTorreros.com will have the game broadcasted. I think we're the only ones broadcasting the game, if I was told that correctly, which I think I was. So if you want to listen to Aztec basketball on Wednesday, October 29th, as they take on the USD Toreros, it will be myself and Jack Cronin on the call on USDTorreros.com. That is where it will be. We're the only ones broadcasting the game.
You get to call a basketball game, and I get to have 20 needles poked into my forearm. That's fun.
Way to kill the mood, dude.
It's
are you
going to
be okay with that?
It's an allergy test.
Allergy test.
No, I'm not going to be okay with it.
I was going to say, you're going to acupuncture or something?
No. It's
allergy test.
Yeah, it's an environmental allergy test, and then I think the food allergy test is next week at some point. I want to say.
Sam's calling you out in the chat.
What did I do?
He says, make it about me, Frank.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
No, I'm just, it wasn't a making it about
me. That's on Sam. Sam's.
It wasn't making it about me. It was a look at the disparity of how fun our Wednesdays are going to be.
Well, when you're done, you can listen to the USDA San Diego State basketball game.
I could probably listen to it in traffic on the way home.
Tip-off's at 7 o'clock at VA House Arena.
Yeah, I'll probably still be in traffic.
You might as well stop by. It's probably free to go. I don't know if that's true or not. I have no idea what the ticket situation is like for the exhibition game against the University of San Diego. I can't wait to see USD basketball play after having Steve Lavin on Friday. Sounds like they're going to be much improved, which is good. So, that's true. Do we know if you're not getting... Are you getting Botox?
I'm sure it's not Botox. It is an environmental allergy test.
You better go to the right place.
I know the place I'm going to.
That's like surgeons that like have to Sharpie the side that they are doing. What are we doing again?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Knee replacement or hip replacement? I can't remember.
That's it. Don't cut this one off. This one either.
That's right. Kemp Scatabo, poor guy. I thought he was going to cut his ankle off and then start playing without an ankle.
His ankle was facing in a direction it was not naturally meant to go, and brother tried to stand up still.
Tough guy. I would have been knocked out in pain. Anyway, so that is coming up on Wednesday. Tomorrow, we have David Velasquez to talk about Aztec basketball. We are working on trying to get somebody on from UCSD, and we have got all the bases covered. Now, speaking of USD, I had a great weekend this weekend. We'll talk about the high school football stuff later on the show from Friday night. But on Saturday, I was invited to kind of MC, but not really, the draft night for USD baseball for their Navy Lumbee World Series, is what they call it. Now, here's where we have a little bit of a problem, Frank.
Ruh-roh.
No, I mean, this is what I understand.
Okay.
And I don't want to call out Brock, but this is confused me for a while.
I don't want to, but I
don't want the school to get mad. But like, so they call it the Navy versus Lumbee World Series.
What's a Lumbee?
Lumbee is short for Columbia, like Columbia Blue.
God's sake.
Right? They call it Lumbee. That's the jerseys they call it. But the problem is like, USD's colors are technically Torero Blue, which would be the Lumbee, and Founders Blue. That's the two blues that they have, the official blues. And they call their light blues Columbia Blue because it looks Columbia Blue, which is a different university color blue.
I've been through Columbia.
Nice, man. But like at the same time, I'm sitting here going like, why don't you just call it Torero and Founders Blue? Why do they go with the Lumbee? It just feels weird because I had to explain that like three times about the Lumbee Blue. So anyway, it's their World Series that they do in the fall World Series. So what USD is going to do this week, like San Diego State did, they did their draft last week. I saw the highlights on social media. So what the baseball teams do in college in the fall, do a couple of things. They do a Halloween game, which is always fun. A lot of schools do that. I think Irvine was one of the first to do it, where you play a game in costumes. Mm-hmm. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Like, the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, people are wearing, like, the T-Rex inflatable suit. I mean, there's, like, it's just hilarious. And I'm sure you'll see a lot of highlights of that on Friday leak out from the colleges. The other thing these college baseball teams do in the fall is they play a inter-squad World Series. So USD this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, are going to play six-inning games inner squad against each other. So what they do to make it fun is they have a draft. And so they have two captains for each team, Lumbee and Navy, and they draft teams. There's rules to the draft, so you don't draft all catchers and they're like, ha, you have nobody to catch. And they have pitching rules and stuff like that. But what they did was, and what a lot of these schools are doing, and it's been around for a while now, is they do a draft night where they make it look like the NFL draft or the MLB draft or whatever. So they had, at one of the facilities at USD, beautiful, they had two tables on a stage, one with the Navy tablecloth and jersey, one with the Lumbee tablecloth and jersey. And I had to go up there, start the night off, tell people to go to dinner, all that stuff like that. So you wore, I mean, it was like business cash, but everybody was wearing a suit with no tie. And all the and they all had dates, right? So everybody had a date, which was great for the college kids. All the girls were wearing nice dresses, and so they had this full on event on Saturday. Mm-hmm. They had L&L cater, which was great. That was awesome. The only thing that was weird, it was like we were eating on paper plates, in formal attire eating L&L barbecue. But you know what?
You gotta stay grounded.
Details. Yeah, you gotta be able to afford the whole thing, right? So I introduced the whatever, fun night. I mean, it was super easy, MC. Brock was like, just keep it as quick as possible. I'm like, that sounds great. Let's just keep this thing moving.
Cool.
Let's keep
it moving. 2 minutes, got it.
Let's keep it moving. And so they ended up, they had the two mics, they went through, they drafted, they go up there, they take a picture with the jersey, right, with the buttons and all that. It was, they had music, they had like house music playing, and then they had their perfect game profile from like their high school recruiting class up there, which was hilarious. So then after the fact, me and my date decided to go to, we Ubered the night. To make it simple, we might as well make it a date night. So we went to Lafayette afterwards, which was phenomenal. And so we Ubered from USD to the Lafayette. And we called the Uber. The guy whose name was Tony. So shout out to Tony, the Uber driver from the South Bay. Tony's got surgery today, so keep him in your thoughts. He's having cataract surgery is what he said. So
okay.
get that all done, right? Big fan of the show.
That
wanted
seems
a
like,
shout out.
That seems like something I wouldn't tell someone I'm driving. Is that, hey, I can't driving see at night, all that well.
Yes. Yes. He was a great, great man, though. He was like, you don't mention the South Bay in football too much. And I'm like, we got Frank, dude. He talks about Olympian. So, oh, what? Frank went to Olympian? Yeah, I was all fired up. He's a Castle Park grad.
Okay.
So he's talking about the history of the high school football, Castle Park, and everything like that. But when I got to the Uber, you know, like it always works out. It's always like, hey, you know, is this Uber for Braden? Whatever like that. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, are you Braden from the radio? And I look at my date and she looks back at me and we're like, and I was like, yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. He was shocked. Didn't think I was actually going to say yes. And he was like super excited. Took a picture with Tony. Had a great time talking with him. Great man. Fun. It was a great Uber ride down to Lafayette. Had a great time at Lafayette for a couple of hours. And then headed home. It's great. Great Saturday night. Got to watch the Aztecs before. Got to watch TCU survive before. That was fun. I knew that was going to be a trap game. I got a text in the morning from Perez. He was like, hey, I bet the Frogs today. I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah, thanks for telling
me,
first of all.
They did the same thing the week before with the Baylor game. My buddy Mike's like, hey, because they were there both in Vegas. Mike's like, I bet the Frogs. I'm like, why would you do that? You suck, dude. Don't ever bet my team and then tell me you bet them. I just immediately want you to lose.
Especially now.
Yeah.
With everything going on.
Don't ever bet my team, ever. Don't ever do that.
Rod's calling you out in the chat, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Someone staged
well, it's funny.
An Uber
That's
ride.
Funny. Tony was like, well, you never talk about it. Oh, well, we do. We just, we keep it simple, though, on the show. We keep it simple on the phone.
You want an autograph, kid?
Stop it. Stop it. He took a picture of both of us and him. She had no interest in being in the photo. And then, you know, he was like, let me tag you in it. I'm like, sure.
Just throw him your, should have thrown him your jacket afterwards. The whole like, thanks, me and Joe. It can't catch.
That's right. That's awesome.
My goodness.
So, anyway, Google me. I'm the Frog. Thanks, Sam. Google me. I win. I love that. So, anyway, a great night all around. Yeah, I hope he bet the money line instead of the 15.5 point spread, because they weren't going to cover the 15.5. I could have told them that. I told him that. I said, why would you do that? We're 1-6 at West Virginia in the last 7 times we've been there. Why would you do that? But they won. That's all that matters. A lot of good stuff in college football this weekend. The Frog stuff's great. I love how that's catching on, by the way.
I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm not. Stop it. I also had people at Jersey Mike's say that the other day. They love the show, Frank. We're doing a good job. People like the show.
Oh, well, thank you.
People like to listen to whatever this
you.
Is. Whatever this is.
I love to listen to this
thing. It's a show about nothing. Here we are. So, shout out to those people as well. Here's the thing. Here's my thing about when people come up and say hi. They're like, they're nervous about it, and they just start talking about how much they listen, which is great. I would love to know your name.
Yes.
I would love for you to introduce yourself and tell me your name so I can give you the shout out. on the show. Tony, thank God I have the name of the guy, the Uber, and he introduced himself as Tony. I knew it's easy. Some of you guys like will come up and talk to me. I'm like, great. What is your name? What is your name? What are we doing? What are you laughing at?
Brayden is a recognizable amphibian.
That's right. Go Frogs. So there you go. There's that. All right. We do got to take a break. We got a couple of minutes, though. We'll get to the Sean Lewis stuff in a little bit. Overall react. What do you got on the Aztecs? Aztec football, 7 games in. They're 6-1. Hey, Tano Tuli, done.
Pick six.
Pick
there
six,
you go.
Baby. Loved it. Lucky Sutton with a touchdown. Loved it. Denegal came back. He's going to be dealing with some stuff the whole year. So yeah. We'll see how he does. But I'm glad he came back. Overall, I thought it was a good performance against Fresno State.
Yeah, no, they played a very solid game. I mean, it's as Sean Lewis said, as we'll get to a little bit later, said there was some sloppiness. It wasn't the best looking game, but still 23-0, pitched a school record 3rd shutout of the year, which is unbelievable. First time Fresno State's been shut out in that building. 2nd time in their history they've been shut out at home. That is. It's been an unbelievable season, and it's gotten to the point now where the only excuse for not going to see Aztec football either this weekend or in a couple weekends from now is the monetary. That's the only excuse. It doesn't matter who's in the building right now. They can play Stony Brook again. You should be there because this is an exciting team to watch. It is a fun team to watch. They are very much in the hunt for not only their last attempt at a Mountain West championship, but as you mentioned before, they are very much alive in the hunt for a college football playoff spot. This is the season that they needed to get everyone sucked back in, and they've done it extraordinarily well.
I watched the game on mute, so I didn't get to hear the announcers, but Go Aztecs is right. The pick six by Tano after the terrible replay review.
Yeah,
the terrible replay review. I was sitting there going, like, what are they watching? What are they possibly looking for? I was like, there's no way that ball is hitting the ground. That was terrible. And then ball don't lie. You know what? It's even better because now Tano gets a touchdown out of it. That was the best part.
There was a couple of really poorly officiated games, whether it be in college or the NFL this weekend, that were just unbelievably bad.
You don't even want me to get me started about Friday night's game that we had?
Yeah.
No, I thought the white hat was good. The second touchdown that Lincoln scored bounced. It bounced. It physically bounced in the end zone. The kid for Lincoln ran the route to the back of the end zone. It skipped him, and then he bodies it up like he was making a pick on the play. And he's, like, upset because the ball hit the ground, and he hits the ground with his hand. And then the ref, from their sideline, classic, puts his hands up, touchdown, and the kid for Lincoln's like, oh, all right, cool, I think we scored. I'm like, what is that?
That's cool.
What is that?
It's funny how we hear it all the time as far as like hit-by-pitches go, that you know usually you go by the hitter's initial reaction as to whether or not he got hit or whether or not he's selling it. That's one of those where it's like, oh, maybe you didn't catch it. Let's have a conversation about this, and someone overrule me, please.
It hit the ground. I was like, what? And then the PPR just shows one play that was a whistle that was blown before a fumble, which, by the way, you go back and look, and I can't believe the PPR did an entire segment about how one play that was actually ruled correctly, if you look at it on replay, about a fumble that Honor Falave had, They made it sound like that was the only play, and if it wasn't for that play, then Cathedral would have lost. I could not believe the coverage of that particular game. I could not believe it. I was incensed watching that. And then again, like the officiating wasn't great. We had 11 penalties, Frank, in the first quarter.
Jesus.
11 penalties in the first quarter, all on one side. I was like, this is the most insane thing I have ever seen. And you know what? 10 of them came from the other sideline. 10 of them from the other sideline. And I'm just like, all right, here we go again. Here's the same stuff that we have to see every Friday night, but here's the deal.
Got to turn the holding slider down a little bit. That's what it is.
Oh, my God, dude. I just the late hit out of bound no call that we got from our sideline guy threw two flags. Their guy threw 11. But the thing is like it's high school football, and these guys are learning how to be. Like they're trying the best they can. So I can't, like, complain about it too much. I thought the white hat we had was phenomenal. He was great. He was great the whole time. He didn't have, like, that, like, ego. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes guys get this, like, ego. It's like, no, just get it right and let's have a conversation. I'd like to know explanations for things about certain rules. He does a great job doing that. I don't remember his name, but he was great. But the ball bounced in the end zone. Bounced in the end zone. It physically bounced. And then here's the other thing that stinks.
We bounced a break, I'm sure.
Here's the other thing that stinks about that. Like, we all have iPads. Like, every sideline's got iPads now, which is terrible because you know what they're going to, what everybody does. Like, look, you missed. It's like, they don't have replay, okay? They don't have the ability to see replay. But then you go back and you look on the replay, it's like, skip. Terrible. 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 But it was a great game. It was a great game by both teams. And you know what? The open division. I tell you what, I got nervous about the rankings that came out yesterday because Lincoln got knocked out of the open, which was absolutely absurd. And then they reset, and they're back to being a number two seed, which is good. We'll talk more high school football. Later on, we will talk about what happened over the weekend with Aztec football again. Hear from Sean Lewis, and we come back. San Diego Summer Sports Station 97.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about Aztec football a little bit more. Let's talk with Sean Lewis. Sean, first of all, how about them Aztecs before we start playing some of the clips?
How about them Aztecs?
That's right. How about Sean Lewis's tan line on his hat?
Ooh, baby.
Oh, my God. That's like all they showed on ESPN. Stupid Mouse. Mouse didn't show any highlights, just showed the Sean Lewis head.
Sean, I don't care how bad it looks. When you have something like that going on, brother, you need some hair.
I think he's just a, I think he's just should, a little I, this bit. Be his signature look. You know what? I'm surprised it hasn't been made into a t-shirt yet. I bet you students would wear that. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I guarantee you students would
wear
that. I
bet you that would be the case. That was going to be it. So anyway, that mesh trucker hat tan line. I didn't know you could get tan lines like that.
Yes, you absolutely can.
That sun goes through the trucker hat for sure.
Yep, it does.
Goes through it. I think it might be a signature look for him. I like it. Let's talk with Sean Lewis about the win over Fresno State. Here's his opening statement from Saturday.
Go Aztecs. The oil can is coming home where it belongs. thank goodness some of the best players in San Diego have stayed home, right? And best players in San Diego need to continue to stay home. Really, really proud of our team. Really proud of the effort. It's a great job by the staff. Obviously, it wasn't clean by any stretch of the imagination, but rivalry games are always that way. We weathered storms. We responded. Took 1,000 steps in this journey. The guys did it. Did it in a big-time way. Big plays, explosive plays, and proud of the resolve. Proud of the effort, and it's great to go bowling. Great to get a rivalry win. Great to be undefeated at home, and excited to see a sold-out Snapdragon when we get home for homecoming. So all San Diego, let's go. Let's show up, show out, and support these guys who are doing great things in this special season. Need you a part of it.
Homecoming, Aztec fans.
Called you out.
Now you have to get your ass down to Snapdragon Stadium this weekend.
Called you guys out
called
in a big way.
You out. Get to Snapdragon Stadium. I'm telling you, you should be getting there for a couple of reasons. One, San Diego FC in the playoffs, and two, Aztec football. We got great fall sports right now in San Diego. Do we not? I mean, the Padres, we can talk about the Padres all we want. Padres made the postseason. Aztec football is going bowling. Aztec football is going to have a great opportunity to make the college football playoff. Now, hopefully they got some ticket deals out there because charging people $200 for a ticket would be kind of ridiculous. But that being said, the game on Saturday is at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock kick on Saturday against Wyoming. That's a great kickoff time. Tickets as low as $60, according to StubHub right now. Not bad. Homecoming. Get down to Snapdragon Stadium on Saturday. Sell that place out. Go watch a fun Aztec football team play. Our boy Sushi Sam's going to be there drinking Fireball early in the morning. It'll be a long day for him. But you know what? He's there repping his Aztecs. No reason not to go if it's made affordable. Let's talk more with Sean Lewis, his post-game presser, talking about what it meant to set the tone early against Fresno State.
We set the tone in this one a long time ago, right? And the importance of the rivalry, and then I thought it was going to be critically important in this individual game and the way that the styles of both these teams like to play is to stop in the run and be able to run the ball. And I thought our guys did a really good job consistently of, you know, getting them off schedule and our guys then being able to control the line of scrimmage and then winning the explosive play rate was going to be big. We were able to generate some explosive plays. You know, wish we would have came out better on the turnover side of things, but controlling the line of scrimmage was critically important. I thought our guys did a really good job with that.
They've been doing a good job of that all year. A big reason why San Diego State football does well is when they have linemen and good linemen in the trenches. I mean, those years with Rocky Long, when they were beating teams like Stanford and beating teams like Arizona State and beating these Power 5 teams back in the day at Qualcomm Stadium or even on the road, they had good lines and they were winning in the trenches. San Diego State's winning in the trenches right now. It's a big reason why they're 6-1. The offense and defensive line play has been really good, Frank.
Oh, it absolutely has been. And you look at the entire defensive side of the ball, as we mentioned, to pitch the third shutout of the year. That is a lot to do, not just with the offensive line, but the defensive line as well.
Speaking of that shutout, record setting, school record third shutout pitched last Saturday. Second time ever Fresno State's been shut out at home. Pretty good defense they have over there. Here's what Sean had to say.
It's elite. Right, it's never been done here. They're the only team in the country that has three shutouts. Coach Ulrich, the staff, the kids are doing a great job. You know, we've been talking about this climb, and we've been using this old rickety ladder that's in our building since January 20th. And the really cool thing that the kids have embraced is that the proverbial climb and the ladder that we are climbing right now, there is no top to it. They just keep doing great work. They just keep making another rung, and they keep elevating. They keep leveling up week after week after week. And as crazy as it is, like, there's still more plays to be made. There's still improvement to be made. And the kids, when we say that and we challenge them in that way, they go, yeah, coach, we know. Absolutely, right? And so it's really cool to have their full attention, to have their full focus, and to have them working day in and day out like it's game day on a Tuesday, to have the attention and the urgency to get better. Man, they've created a pretty special culture and really taken hold of it. And the environment in Fowler right now is outstanding.
I got a text on Saturday when Jaden Denickle got knocked out of the game. And it was Denickle's hurt. Season's over. Just immediate dooming. I said, probably not. And you know what? I think he ended up, I saw him a couple times back in there. But Dettigl's going to be, I mean, based on like what his injury history has been with his shoulder, I would not be surprised if that's going to happen a couple more times this year. But it's how you respond when one of your better players goes down and one of your leaders goes down, your captain goes down, right? Quarterback goes down. I think the response that San Diego State had after their quarterback went down was huge. And Sean Lewis agrees.
Yeah, I mean, it's next man up, right? We've talked about that a ton. Again, that's one of those day one traits of our ethos and who we want to be, that you don't know when an opportunity is going to present itself for any of these guys, right? And BJ was ready. He was able to step in. He's been preparing at an elite level. He's able to kind of stabilize some things there for us as we go. You know, so JD will be good. He's a warrior. He obviously bounced back and will be just fine. But again, like, we got to keep working behind the scenes while we're waiting, right? Like, again, like, I can't tell these kids when their quote unquote time is going to come, but there's going to be an opportunity that presents itself and their number's going to get called and they got to step up and the standard's not going to dip and they got to rise to the level of their training in that moment and be prepared to go capture it.
Last thing for you was about Lucky Sutton's development this season. I thought he's had a great year, local product at Cathedral Catholic High School. You know, he's a guy that had opportunities to leave and decided to stay to be an Aztec because he knew it was going to be his turn this year. And since then, he has done a great job. He's developed well at a big day on Saturday against Fresno State. And here's what Sean Lewis had to say about the development of Lucky Sutton.
He's embraced who he is. He's become a one-cut north and south downhill back. And he's got some elite traits, man. Again, like, he's one of those elite prospects that decided to stay home, right? And we got to continue to have our best in San Diego stay home, the best in Southern California stay home and achieve their dreams and be developed right here on the Mesa.
And he's a big reason for that. Him, Tana Latuli, Byron Caldwell had a big... By the way, I thought Byron Caldwell's play should have been a touchdown.
Yes.
That was a touchdown. He did not have his elbow. He did not have his elbow down or his wrist. Or his knee, what was his knee? I think his knee was, his shin was down, but his, like, barely, but his knee wasn't down.
Well, I still think it should have been a touchdown.
Should have been a touchdown. It was like his ankle. It was like some of his shin. It wasn't a lot. I mean, he did that, the acrobaticness that he had.
Let's not talk about someone's ankle being down before their knee, please.
Why? Too soon for you?
Yes, it is. It's way too soon.
It's a violent game, dude. It's a violent game. I thought that was a touchdown. I thought he got hosed. I thought they got hosed on the interception review too. But you know what? Tana Latuli got a touchdown, so it's okay. A lot of great local products for San Diego doing really well. Trey White, obviously, just a great performance out of the Aztecs. And now moving forward, Wyoming at Hawaii, Boise State, San Jose State, and New Mexico. They are putting themselves in a position to not only make the Mountain West Conference championship game, but potentially make the Mountain West championship game matter for a playoff spot. Now, what it's going to come down to is how the college football playoff ranks the top 25. And if the Aztecs and Boise State are in that ranking higher than the American teams, they got a really good chance. But right now, I think you have to go, like, still have to take it one game at a time. Don't put the cart before the horse and be, what do we got to do to make the Mountain West championship game? That's priority number one. Priority number two is, how do we get to a position where we can host said Mountain West championship game? And then hopefully some things play out around them in the group of five where that Mountain West championship game at Snapdragon Stadium is a ticket to the college football playoff. That's where they're at right now. That's how serious this is. That's how good of a season they're having. Think about that for a second. We're talking about Aztec basketball starting up. They had an exhibition a couple weeks ago against UCLA. They have another exhibition game against USD on Wednesday. They start their season up very quickly here on November 4th, next Tuesday. Not tomorrow, but the following Tuesday against Long Beach State. We know about the season they're going to have in basketball. But what a way to start this year off for the Aztecs than having a good football season. They've checked that box. They're going to a bowl game. Now let's see if we can get the Aztecs into a bowl game that matters and to get to a position where even if they make the college football playoff and they get smoked, that's some serious publicity for the school and for the city of San Diego just to be there. And maybe that's the ticket that they need to move their way into a conversation of being a power school. We'll talk more about that as the afternoon morning continues into the afternoon. We're going to talk about the updates that we have in the FBI gambling thing, but also when we come back, the Albert Pujols effect on the Padres stars. We'll mention that when we return the 11 o'clock hour. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.